Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. I said yesterday that humanists are good at getting us to debate the wrong things. One thing we debate is whether civil government school teachers should get paid more. That's the wrong thing to debate. The debate is, of course, about whether there should even be a civil government school system, and therefore civil government school teachers. But if you're going to debate civil government school teacher salaries, I suggest you argue they be paid less. The primary reason civil government school teachers should be paid less is that we could recover that money by lowering taxes, and then we would have our money back to educate our children as we see fit. But there's also a direct correlation between teacher salary and education. That is, the more teachers get paid, the more education seems to suffer. This is anecdotal, but over the last 150 years, teachers have come from being lay missionaries to savvy professionals. Savvy professionals demand good pay. And I don't know of anyone who can argue successfully that during that same time, education has gotten better. But I say somewhat sarcastically that you should contrast the civil government school teacher's salary with the homeschool teacher's salary, especially in light of how the home educated typically score 15 to 30 percentile points above public school students on standardized academic achievement tests. That's according to the National Home Education Research Institute. So if civil government school teachers are paid less, will their students learn more? Of course not, but at least we can control the damage they do to society and use that money elsewhere fruitfully. We can utilize that money to teach children the Christian worldview so that when they grow older, they will be better positioned to implement the Christian worldview, which includes abolishing the civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.